This is Laura Deirdre with the Becker's Digital Health Podcast. Here's your daily industry news briefing for today, February 16th. First, Bain Capital and Hellman & Friedman completed their $17 billion acquisition of Athena Health from Veritas Capital and Evergreen Coast Capital. Athena Health has more than 140,000 ambulatory care providers in its network. The company's healthcare technology platforms aim to connect clinicians, patients, providers, and other partners through EHR, revenue cycle management, and patient engagement tools. Second, Calliope, a biotechnology company focused on therapies involving the gut-brain axis, raised $236 million in series funding. The funding round was led by Mubadala Investment Company and Column B Group. Bill Gates, Alexandria Venture Investments, and Lux Capital are among the other participants in the funding round. Calliope has raised $480 million to date and aims to use the new funds on clinical trials advancing its therapy pipeline and improving its platform. Three, Roe, a virtual care company that goes direct to consumers, secured $150 million in funding from its most recent round led by ShawSpring Partners. General Catalyst, Firstmark Capital, TQ Ventures, and more are also participated. The new funding round is on top of the $5 million that Roe raised last year. Four, Memora Health, a virtual care and complex care management platform, completed a $40 million financing. Transformation Capital led the financing round. Memora's recent growth has included bringing more health systems, health plans, life sciences companies, and digital health companies into its network. The company digitized clinical workflows in partnership with organizations such as Mayo Clinic, Penn Medicine, and Edward Elmer's Health. And five, Jumpstart Nova Fund, which launched last year to invest in health tech firms with Black founders, reportedly raised $55 million from investors such as HCA Healthcare, Eli Lilly, and Bank of America. Last year, venture capital and private equity had 25% jump in women-owned and minority-owned firms, according to Fairview Capital Partners. However, the median company or capital raised by the companies is $100 million, well below the industry average of $170 million. Jumpstart Nova Fund plans to back 20 startups this year and currently has 150-plus prospects. If you would like the latest digital health and technology industry news delivered to your inbox every morning, subscribe to the Becker's Health IT and CIO newsletter through our website at www.beckershospitalreview.com.